In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
It's good to see everybody today. Joyous Lord's Day. You know, I think there is a temptation in the human experience to think we're kind of on our own, right? But I can assure you that there's not much that you have gone through in your life that probably many other people have gone through as well. And there's this one experience that I think we've all gone through, perhaps most of us, if not all of us, is that we have this delusion that our lives are all about us. We think if we work hard, we will succeed in life. And then, when we fail, it's all because of something we did. If we'd only tried harder, if we only took more vitamins, if we only exercised more, if we only did this, if we only did that, then everything would have been fine. Because it's all dependent on me, right? Right? If I do well, it's because I pull myself up by my bootstraps and I worked really hard and put myself through college, yada, yada, yada. And it is true that some of our success in life does, at least in part, depend on us, right? If you don't eat, you're going to starve to death and eventually die. So you got to eat. You got to sleep well to get some strength. You know, you got to drink, hydrate, you know, every day. And does it hurt to read a little and push yourself and say your prayers and things like that? But ultimately, much of our life is determined by God. You know, there's that saying, the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. And that's why we always get up every day and say, if God wills, I will do these things today. Because he may not will, and I may not do them. I may not get the grocery shopping done today. We heard in the gospel today of a man who benefited from the goods that he produced by his own will and power. No, that's not what it says. I'm sorry. He benefited from the goods that he worked really hard and made happen. No, I'm sorry. That's not what it said. What did it say? He benefited from the goods that came out of the ground. You know, I think there was a point in time for most of history, we knew that if the crops were bad, we were going to go hungry. And if you went fishing and there were no fish, you were going to go hungry. But now we just go down to the store and, as long as you got a couple bucks, you can buy some fruits and some vegetables and some food. But there was a point we realized that it is God that causes things to come out of the ground, not me. Not GMO engineered seeds that can withstand, severe colds and things like that. But it was God that brought these things out of the ground. And it was God that gave this man the increase. He gave him this abundance. He gave him all these things. You know, I don't know if you ever, I'm not a green thumb, by the way, but some of y'all are. But man, there are times where I've gone to grow stuff and I plant it and I sit there and I play Beethoven and Mozart and it still doesn't grow, you know? And I'm like, what's going on? Because it's God that causes it to grow out of the ground. Ultimately, even though I put all my labor into that, if God does not bless it, it will not grow and I'll go hungry. Fortunately, we've got the store to go to now. And it is God who gives the increase because man cannot make anything come out of the ground. He can plant, he can water, and he can tend the crops, but it is God who causes these things to grow. It is God who gives the increase. And this man today failed to see that it was God that was behind his success. And then, in turn, because he's failed to see the work of God in his success, he, in turn, failed to be rich back towards God. God blessed him. He's like, boy, I did a great job. Look at me. I'm so wonderful. I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to build extra barns. I'm going to fill them up with everything that God has given me. I'm going to hoard it. And then I'm going to be poor back towards God, even though he's been rich towards me. He failed to thank the one who gave him all that he had. And so, we're faced with a big question today. Do we work hard and try to succeed at life, or do we sit back and let God take care of everything? The answer is that we do everything to the glory of God. If you get up and you plant the seed, give glory to God. If it's raining too hard and you can't plant the seed, give glory to God. If you try to go to school, and I know too many people this has happened to, they're going to put themselves through college and they've got the loans lined up and they're smart and they're capable, and then a parent gets really sick and they can't go. I'm thinking of It's a Wonderful Life, George Bailey. He's always going to get out of that town, but something always came up. That happens. And when it does, give glory to God. Because in that moment, God, for some reason, has chosen to not bless your efforts. For some reason. The answer isn't to give up and let God do everything. And the answer isn't to do the opposite and work yourself to death thinking that you're going to save the world, you know, that I'm the savior of the world. I'm going to get out there and rah-pah-pah-pah-pah. No, it's to give glory to God. The answer is that we do everything for his glory. We give him thanks in everything in our lives. We literally say, glory to God for all things. And I will share this with this personal experience that I had with you a number of years ago. I was visiting with someone in the hospital. And they were in a pretty sad state. Very accomplished person, very intelligent, had a lot of things in their life as I'm learning their story, hearing their story. And they're sitting in this hospital bed with tubes coming out of them, wearing a diaper, skinny, unable to do anything. Their hands are not working. They can't take care of themselves. They can't feed themselves. They can't clean themselves. And yet they were giving thanks to Jesus. I remember this person just saying, with a big smile on their face, I just thank Jesus every day. I thank him for the kind staff here, and I thank him that I'm in this hospital bed, that I have this experience to be in this hospital right now, and I thank him for giving me this trial so I can learn to depend on him. And as I was sitting there listening to this person talk, I thought one very strong thought came into my head in that moment. I am a sinner. God have mercy on me. I do not have the faith of this person. They give glory to God for all things. And so this is what we are faced with to do. We do the best we can each day. We do the next good thing. We put our shoulders to the plow. We put our pants on one leg at a time. We tie our shoes. We make some coffee. And then we hope that God blesses our efforts. And he may not. We think if we just do all the prayers and all the fasting, God's going to bless it. You know, Cain and Abel both brought offerings to God. He only blessed one of them. And Cain, in response, grew jealous and angry. Instead of giving glory to God and saying, thank you, Lord, that you have not accepted my sacrifice, he got angry and he killed his brother. When good comes to us, give glory to God. And when bad comes to us, give glory to God. When the difficulties befall us, we ask why the Lord allowed these things to happen. We ask what the Lord is teaching us. Good friend of me came to me a number of years ago. I was going through some trial, and it was an abbess. She came to me, she said, so what's the Lord teaching you in that trial? I'm like, I don't know, I'm just miserable. What a wasted opportunity. I could learn through this. What is the Lord teaching me in that difficulty? And when you meet people who live a healthy life, they don't smoke, they don't drink, they don't eat Twinkies, they don't do any bad stuff, they sleep, they drink filtered water from the springs and things like that. And then they get cancer, and they have this question, why did the Lord just let this befall me? What is he teaching me in this moment by this trial? Glory to God. And I, echoing the words of the great Rudolf Kipling, we treat both success and failure as the same thing. We treat them both as the same thing, a gift from God. And overall, we return everything back to him as an offering. We offer the bounty of our crops to him. We are rich to him. We offer, and then in turn, when the crops are nothing, we offer that to him as well. We offer our sorrow, our suffering, and our pain to him. We decide to make the lifelong and often difficult process to make our lives not all about us, but all about him. It's not all about me, by the way. Y'all knew that, but I'm still figuring that out. It's not about me. It's not about my effort and my success. It's about him working in my life. And this is a very profound thing, my friends. When we confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and our God, that means everything that we have is his and it belongs to him. Everything. The good, the bad, the ugly, the great, the horrible. It's all his. It's all about him. And there may be times we do everything correctly, but things will go badly for us. Like I said, we may exercise and live a good life, and then we'll get hit by a bus. Glory to God. Glory to God. There will be times we do everything correctly and things go well. Glory to God. And there will we'll do our best and things will go badly. Sometimes we'll not do very much and things will go well. And we're like, wow, am I lucky or what? Glory to God. Glory to God in everything. In everything, give thanks. We think of the psalmist that says that everything that breathes, praise the Lord. And so I encourage each one of you here today that as long as you breathe, give thanks to God. You have my permission. When you stop breathing, you can stop giving thanks to God. We'll thank God for you on your behalf. We'll pray for you as you lie in wait. For this is the will of God. Give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ concerning us. That's the words of St. Paul. We become rich towards God when we give thanks for all things. And we look at this parable that was given to us by St. Luke, the words of Christ, as a warning and an instruction in our own lives to always give thanks to God. That is the richness the poor man did not offer back to God, is thanks. And I've said this before, I'll probably say it a dozen more times in the coming decades, but the word Eucharist means to give thanks. And so here shortly, we're about to give thanks. Evharist, to give thanks. And in the words of a good friend of mine, he says, make your entire life a Eucharistic celebration. Give thanks to God all the time, in all places. And I'll end with this. You will go back and read the Acts of the Apostles. They're in prison, which, by the way, Roman prisons were awful. Awful. They didn't clean them. There wasn't running water. They didn't get, you know, outdoor time. They were chained on a wall. It was awful. It smelled awful. And yet they were in there singing hymns. I just love that. They're chained up, miserable, cold, surrounded by all sorts of filthy stuff, and they're still giving thanks to God. And so let us be encouraged today, especially during the liturgy, to give thanks to God for all things, to give glory to God for all things. And to be rich towards God, because in fact, my friends, he has been very rich towards us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One God.